Today, February 23rd, is the feast day of one of the great early bishops and martyrs of the Catholic faith, Saint Polycarp, who was probably born around 60 AD, and he was martyred by being burned at the stake at the year 155. He was the bishop of Smyrna, which is in modern-day Western Turkey, and he's considered one of the great apostolic fathers. What's unique about Polycarp is that he was a disciple of St. John the Evangelist, who was an eyewitness to the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. And he was a link between John the Evangelist and the church fathers, beginning with St. Irenaeus and the other great fathers of the church, because Irenaeus was a disciple of St. Polycarp. So Polycarp was highly venerated and respected and revered in the early church. He was a friend of St. Ignatius of Antioch, that when he was being taken to his death in Rome, he went to Smyrna. The boat stopped there in Smyrna, and he met with Polycarp, and he gave Polycarp the care of the diocese of Antioch. Polycarp kissed the chains of St. Ignatius as he was being led off to his martyrdom towards Rome. Another historical event that occurred in the life of Polycarp was when he went to meet with the Pope, Pope Anicetus at the time, to discuss the date of Easter. The West was celebrating Easter on one date, the East on another date. The Pope and Polycarp discussed it for quite a while, and they agreed to disagree. They each kept the separate dates for the celebration of Easter. Well, this was during a time then, later on, the persecutions continued to advance under Marcus Aurelius, and the violent persecution broke out in Asia Minor, that part of Turkey. And Polycarp kept a low profile. He did not want to presume on the grace of martyrdom. And that's a good message, I think. Polycarp did not go around saying, you know, I'm the bishop of Smyrna, arrest me, you know, put me to death for my faith. Polycarp kept a low profile because he did not want to presume on the grace that he'd be given the grace of martyrdom. Eventually, though, he was arrested and he was ordered to offer incense to Caesar, to call Caesar Lord, to revile Christ. And if he wouldn't, he would be burned alive in the stadium. He said, in response to this, for 86 years, because he was 86 at the time, I have served my Lord Jesus, and he has done me no wrong. How can I now at this time blaspheme my King and my Savior? So he was put to death. They were going to tie his hands to the stake, but he said no, he would just keep them behind his back on his own. And he did. He just held his hands behind his own back, and then he was burned at the stake and then pierced through the heart by the lance. He was martyred on February 23rd. The eyewitness accounts say it was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So he truly was a good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. So he died for Christ and again became one of the great early bishops and martyrs of the church. So I give you a blessing now with this relic of St. Polycarp, which is nearly 2,000 years old. To the intercession of our bishop and martyr, St. Polycarp, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.